Baruch Dayan Ha'emet. Praise is the judge of truth. Adonai Natan Vadonai Lakach, Yehi Shem Adonai Mevarach. Adonai has given, Adonai has taken, praise be the name of Adonai. My friends, our thoughts today, our prayers, are in remembrance of our dear friend Hal. And before we begin, or as we begin, share with you a reading. For we are servants of the Holy One, whom we revere and whose Torah we revere at all times. Not on mortals do we rely, not upon angels do we depend, but upon the God of the universe, the God of truth, whose Torah is truth, whose prophets are truth, and who abounds in deeds of goodness and truth. In God do we put our trust, and to God's holy precious being do we utter praise. Open our hearts to your Torah, Lord. Answer our prayers and the prayers of all your people Israel together for goodness, for life, and for peace. Amen. I'd like to call on some speakers.
I know I speak really for all of us today, and I'm talking to Phil Schwartz, who's been a primary caregiver really for the past few weeks. I know that this represents a lot of our feelings and sentiments. So I want to just begin with a quote from Samuel in chapter 2, when he said that a great prince in Israel has fallen today. Well, it wasn't today, but yesterday, that we all lost our prince and our friend, Hal Cantor. As we all know, the B'nai Israel community meant a lot to Hal Cantor. And to many of us, Hal Cantor is and was the face of B'nai Israel. And he represents all the good that life and a Jewish identity is all about to me, my entire family, Nadine, Richard, Megan, and Alyssa, and indeed really all of us today. Hal was a humble man, yet knowing him I realized how fortunate I was to count on him as one of my friends. In my mind he was an unassuming giant, who in his own way became a legend at B'nai Israel. Who will ever forget his smile, his unique handshake, his positive approach to life, and as the rabbi said, who will ever not anticipate his concluding his for goodness, for life, and for peace in the Baruch Shemay prayer immediately following the taking out of the Torah? Hal, you said it with such unbridled passion that all we can ever do is just try and emulate you. We were lucky to get Hal in Gainesville, and we've all heard the story as to how he landed up here, so I won't bore you with all the detail. Safe to say, no, Hal was not the wandering Aramean, as we say in the Haggadah on Passover, but rather the wanderer from Syracuse, who subsequently settled in Gainesville after meeting Rabbi Lehman at B'nai Israel. B'nai Israel was his Beshert. Hal always remarked how fortunate he was to have come to Gainesville and B'nai Israel. Hal, it really was the other way round. Hal was a private man and fiercely independent, as Phil will tell you, till the very end. At times I wondered about hell's possible existential loneliness. And we are privileged, as our family, that he did spend some Shabbat evenings and Yom Tovim and some other holidays at our home, albeit not enough. And as Alyssa will tell you, he was a great babysitter too, although fortunately for him, that wasn't too common knowledge. Hal never married and often bemoaned what might have been. We can all imagine. Hal often relayed to us that he never wanted to get too involved or romantically involved since he was an only child and totally committed himself to taking care of his ailing parents, which I understand he did until the very end. So how was Hal able to maintain such happiness and optimism for life? I can't tell you all, but from calling bingo, to meals on wheels, to synagogue functions, to homeowners associations, to being up on his roof cleaning off the leaves till just a few months ago, to shul committees, and I can tell you he was on the ritual committee for over 20 years, to being at every minyan and every shul service, to calling people every Monday night for 10 years for the Tuesday afternoon minyan, to pouring wine every Shabbos evening, his life was very full. But perhaps more importantly, Hal was tremendously spiritual, who had an unshakable faith. And now we know that Hashem reaches out to us. We, his human creatures, seeking as if it were spiritual companionship. And the commandment of loving God can be understood only by the Talmudic dictum, the Holy One, blessed be He, desires the prayers of the righteous. And we try as a people to ease our own solitude by linking our loneliness to the comfort of the Almighty. During prayer, Hal found truth and this inner happiness and peace to which he devoted his life. A good life is what he wanted for all of us and for all our children. I've always been overwhelmed by Hal's astounding honesty, his realism and humility. Feelings that for me conjure up sentiments of frank inadequacy and really inferiority. Hal was a man of sensitivity and graciousness. It would not be a mistake to say that he was, in the best sense of the word, a gentleman. He was always attentive to everyone, to young and old, strangers and friends, and always polite and accepting and warm. People looked forward to seeing Hal. We wanted him at our simchas. Our children wanted him at their bar and bat mitzvahs. We intuitively knew that we had a friend, a father, an older brother in him. We consulted him on personal as well as everyday issues, and he listened, and he had advised, and we listened. He never had any children of his own, yet he made each and every child in this community feel so special that he could easily have been mistaken for their grandfather. So Hal, you may not have realized what a powerful pull you had on so many people. Our hearts overflow with gratitude to you, a real role model in this world. You cared so much about making the world a better place. You worried you would have no one to say Kaddish for you and you would have no legacy. As we know, the Talmud is replete with references in the world to come. Hell, you have nothing to worry about. Farewell, Hell. Your memory will be a blessing to all of us forever.
Hal was the most affable, guileless, loving person I've ever known, and over the last 5-6 weeks, he would reflect on the irony that due to his obligation to his parents, he never managed to get married and have children. And so he worried who would discharge Kaddish obligations. And he actually wondered if many people would turn out for his memorial service. And I said, Hal, look at me. I want you to believe me. Buddy, when you die, businesses will close and flags will fly at half mast. And by gosh, it's come to pass. Also, I believe a former president died recently. But I know why those flags are flying at half mast. I met Hal right after my father died of a stroke. There was no closure. And Hal was the first person I saw walking into B'nai Israel. And this little pixie of a fellow walked up and said, Hi, I'm new here. My name is Hal. Of course, he had been here 20 years at that point. And I immediately bonded with him. And we became great buddies. We were interested in science and investing and history and political events. He was interested in computers. And so a wonderful relationship formed. I want to tell you a few things about Hal's background. Hal's father was 16 in yeshiva in Russia. The family's original name was K-A-N-T-H-O-R. And got the dreaded conscription notice from the Tsar and immediately took off for America. Arrived here and went to work in a shirt manufacturing company with terrible conditions. He was such a powerful figure, though, that he was personally recruited to join Samuel Gompers as a union recruiter and leader in forming the AFL. He was very good at poker, and after a particularly good game against a Wall Street maven, had enough money right at the beginning of Prohibition to open up a, shall we say, import business from Canada, which kept the family going until Prohibition ended, and then they invested in other small businesses. Hal was a partner in his family's small business for the next 25 years. Hal's grandfather came to America in 1870, an Orthodox rabbi who, if you saw the Gene Wilder movie, The Frisco Kid, got a job in Portland, Oregon at a shul where he stayed for 3 years and then moved on to Denver until he made it back to Albany where Hal's mother was born. His grandfather received training in the yeshiva for being a moil, a rabbi, and a shochet, a ritual butcher. And I asked Hal, were these sequential jobs? He said, no, he did them all at the same time, of course, because it was a small town. And I asked him, did his grandfather ever admit to being confused as to which life cycle event he was at? And Hal smiled at me and said, no chicken ever complained. As a lifelong bachelor, Hal and I shared a lot in common, and I was married only a few years ago, and I thought, Hal, I'm getting married, and unless you have an out-of-town romance, you're not, like, confiding in me. I want you to be a witness for me, and since this may be the closest you ever get to a real marriage certificate, I'd like you to sign on this line as a witness. And be very careful, because if you sign on the wrong line, you'll be going on the honeymoon. And he hesitated, actually, for a little while. And eventually he signed it. As each greeting card came in over the last few weeks, I would read it to him, and he would always say the same thing. What a wonderful person that is, or their children are so marvelous, or the oldest son should be in his third year of college. And it was always a benediction. There wasn't one person in Forest of the Unicorn who, when I would tell him, "This house said hello," he would tell me 3 or 4 minutes of glowing terms about them, remembering every holiday they spent together. One of his neighbors at Forest of the Unicorn told me that they were here for 3 years living in their home before they realized that Regional Utilities does not actually bring your garbage can back to your front door from the curb. They happened to see Hal do that. Another neighbor told me Gainesville was the first city that the newspaper was actually delivered on the welcome mat each morning, but they didn't know that that was Hal. As a child, I remember reading Reader's Digest, most unforgettable character, and that is who Hal remains for me. To the very last, the humanity that was there always focused on someone else, never on himself. And that is why, for all of us here, I realize that usually when we attend these kinds of events, it's very clear which of us are the family and which of us are the consolers. And at this ceremony, at this service, I realize that we're both. Each of us is a family member who has lost someone very special to us, and each of us is also a consoler. For 10 years, I attended every Minion service with Hal, and he would always greet me by the Minionaire's secret handshake, which I was not supposed to disclose. It's like a Mason's handshake. And he would always say the same thing. "I don't care what your friends say about you. I like you." I've cataloged 100 of these Leo DeRocher, Casey Stengel malapropisms that are unique to Hal. But he was the master punster. He would be embarrassed by the outpouring of love and affection for him, so I will close now. But I told him, "Thank you for rescuing me when I got married from sitting in a seat next to him where the two of us would be saying, 'For goodness, for life, and for peace.'" Hal, I don't care what your friends think about you. We loved you.
Adonai, ma'adam v'teidaehu, ben anosh v'tach shvehu adam lehevel damam. Yamav katzel over zaramtam. Shena yiyu baboker kachasil yachalof. Baboker yatzis v'chalaf, la'erev yamolel v'yavesh. Yimesh notenu bahem shivim shana, v'im vurot shmonim shana. V'arbam amal v'avin. God, what is man that you recognize him, or the son of man that you deal with him? Man is like a breath. Days are like a passing shadow. You flood them away and they become sleep-like. By morning they are like grass which withers. In the morning it blossoms and is renewed, in the evening it is cut and dries out. The days of our lives among them are 70, and if with strength, 80. Proudest success is but toil and trouble. Teach us, Lord, to number our days, that we acquire a heart of wisdom. Fix your attention on the perfect man, for the end of man is peace. God redeems the soul of his servants. And those who take refuge in God feel comfort. The dust returns to the earth as it was, but the Spirit returns to God who gave it. Friends, I cannot add to the remarks. However, for each of us here, the remarkable thing is that Hal had a close and personal relationship. And each and every one of us felt that we had a bond with this man that was special and loving. What a talent Hal had. And what love Hal gave to each and every person he knew and to each and every person he met. It is that love, that essence of Hal that embodied itself in a smile and in a handshake and in kind words always, that we will always remember and that will always fill a special place in our hearts. Our congregation, our synagogue, will never be the same without Hal's presence. But we have been touched, and we are enriched by the presence of knowing Hal in his life.
Malarakamim Shochen Bamaromim Amet Simonochan Nechonataka Kanafeyashkina Bemaalot Kiroshimotorim Kezoarakiamasirim Et Nishmat Chaim Tevel Ben Shmuel Shalach Leolamo Vegan Eden de Manukato Ana ba'ala rachamim, hastire v'seter kanafach le'olamim, utzera v'tzera rachayim et nishmato, Adonai hu nachalato, ve'anuch b'shalom ha'mishkavo, ve'nomar, Amen.
Exalt and compassionate God, grant infinite rest in your sheltering presence among the holy and the pure to the soul of Hal Cantor, who has gone to his eternal home. Merciful One, we ask that our loved one find perfect peace in your eternal embrace. May his soul be bound up in the bond of life. May he rest in peace, and let us say, Amen.
Amen.
El Shaddai, Almighty God, the living and the dead, send comfort to your children, to our community, who grieves the loss of Hal. Overcome with pain, God, we need your help to focus on the triumph and joy in Hal's life. Help us to meet grief with courage, to face sorrow undaunted. Help us to treasure what is now ours because Hal has lived. Sustain us, Lord, for you are our refuge and our strength, our ever-present help in troubled times. And let us say,
Amen.
Amen. Friends, we're now going to proceed to the interment at B'nai Israel Cemetery. I'm going to ask the pallbearers to please come forward. Let me also remind you that this evening there are minyanim tonight at 6 p.m. at the synagogue, continuing throughout the week, 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. at B'nai Israel Synagogue.
Let me see the 24th time.
sing it.
Yeah, you want to sing it? You got it.
Mizmor LaDavid, Adonai Ro'i Lo Echsar.
Adonai is my shepherd, I shall not want.
Bina Deshe Yarbitzeni,
giving me repose in green meadows.
Amen. Kad yenahaleni nafshi shovev,
leading me beside the still waters to revive my spirit.
Yancheni bemaglei tzedek leman shemo,
guiding me on the right path, for that is God's essence.
Gam ki elech Begets al-mavet.
So I walk through a valley of the shadow of death.
Lo yira'a ki ata imadi.
I fear no harm, for you are with me.
Shiftecha o mishantecha. Shiftecha u'mishantecha, hema yenachamoni.
Your staff and your rod comfort me.
Taruch lefanai shulchan, taruch lefanai shulchan, taruch lefanai shulchan, neged tzorarai.
You prepare a banquet for me in the presence of my foes.
Dishanta vashemen, vashemen roshi. Dishanta vashemen roshi. Dishanta vashemen, vashemen roshi. Kosi revaya.
You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows.
Ach tov. Ach tov achesed, yedefani ko yemei chayai.
Surely goodness and kindness shall be my portion all the days of my life.
Veshavti beveit Adonai, veshavti. Veved Adonai le'orech yamim.
And I shall dwell in the house of Adonai forever.